The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, serving the behavioral health needs of the Siouxland community. Let me introduce my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am great. Looking forward to the long weekend.
You got any plans?
No.
Have you started that garden yet?
Slow but sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's good. We hope
I got my geraniums done.
Oh, I'm looking for some geraniums. I got to get some hanging baskets. I've inherited this job. My wife used to decorate the house, and it looked so good. And then after her passing, I said, geez, house looks drab. So I'm out doing this right now, learning as I go along. And one thing I learned about geraniums, you got to buy them early, you know, because they just seem to disappear. Well, great. Why don't you introduce, if you would please, our guest and today's topic.
So today we have with us Angie Evans from The Y. She is in charge of marketing. A very friendly person and here to tell us about all the wonderful things at The Y. So you want to kind of give a brief overview of you?
Yeah. So as you said, I am the marketing and communications director at The Y. And sometimes around the office, they'll call me like the biggest cheerleader because I'll just go out and I just love talking about the Y. So, but yes, I'm here with the Siouxland Y. And so we're here to talk about what the Y does for mental health and what some of our programmings do for this community of Siouxland. Because that's really why we're here, is that we're a nonprofit, that everything goes back here
it's
in the Siouxland.
Such a wonderful facility.
Yes. Yes, and we're expanding it before too long, too. So we're excited about that.
Good morning, Angie, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. We know that the non-weight senior YMCA is good for your mental health. So let's learn why. So give us a little bit about your background.
So my background is I grew up in the Siouxland area. I actually grew up in Ponca, which is a little town in northeast Nebraska. Beautiful Ponca State Park.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Oh, so that right there is good
really
for your
nice.
Mental health. Like just going
That's
up
right.
and hike through there. So so I grew up there, graduated there. My family still lives there. Got married, had a couple of kiddos and moved away for 20 years and came back during the pandemic and have been back ever since. So,
you know, it's great when you hear people coming back to the area. They move away for whatever reasons. And then when they come back, it's great because it's a great place to live. So I'm glad to hear that, Angie. So tell us give us a little bit of your role at the non-weight senior YMCA.
So as a nonprofit, as you guys probably know, when you wear many hats. And so as the marketing and communications director, I do a lot that goes out into the world. So like our website, all of our social media, our press releases, any of the graphics, because I have a background in graphic design, which is part of my favorite part. And just anything that has to do with communicating to the outside world. So like press releases or just spreading the good word of the Y.
Well, you kind of touched on it. Not only do your external communication, you said you're the cheerleader, and I can see
yes.
with that great smile you have, you could be the cheerleader in the office. So that's your internal communication.
Yes. Yep.
Well, that's wonderful, and I can just tell in a few minutes I've met you, you're probably really good at what you do.
It helps when you love what you do, because I absolutely
that.
Love what I do and what the Y does for Siouxland, so.
I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger, and our guest is Angie Evans from the Non-Weight Senior YMCA. So let's continue our discussion on the Y, and what are some of the adult programs that the Y offers?
So we offer a little bit of everything for everyone, because that's the great thing about the Y, is we are here for all. So with some of our adult programs, we have like our group exercise fitness classes, so you can do a Zumba, or you can do like a group weightlifting class. We also have specialty programs for like Delay the Disease, which is for people with Parkinson's. And that's like part of our programming. We also have one that's called Enhanced Fitness that helps people with I feel like I'm talking really fast. I'm sorry. That like have arthritis. So it just helps keep that mobility kind of like with the Parkinson's. It keeps so that it just delays the effects of Parkinson's. They work on everything from like speech therapy and then they do testing every so often to see like how they're the same or improved or from when they were diagnosed. So, and then we have like swim fitness classes. We offer adult swim lessons. We have an adult swim team. So, I mean, we have a little bit of everything at the Y for adults. So
that sounds like a lot of fun also. And yeah. I have heard of your own. I know some ladies that participate in the adult swim for shape, and I just hang on to the side of the pool and just kick and have fun. And so it's that's great. I'm learning as I go along how diverse your programs are. So that must make your staff really diverse also.
Yes.
You want to talk about your staff a little?
Oh, we have the best staff. Okay. We have everything from like high school kids that come and work for us. And the fun thing is some of them start off as like campers, like summer campers. And so that just says what our program does is they loved like camp so much that they come back as a, you know, as a teenager to become a lifeguard or a camp counselor. And so some of them, even as they go up into college, like when they come back to the Y. And the other thing I love is that, yeah, we have all ages, we have all genders, diversity, you know, we have all of that. And I love it because you get different aspects of life and you just get to hear all their feedback on, you know, on how things should be. So,
well, I guess we could say the Y has become a little United Nations.
It has been. Yeah.
Want to talk about your daycare program a little bit?
Yeah. So we are so excited about that. So right now we have our infant toddler room, which we just opened in January. It's so exciting because, like, if you're having a bad day, you just go snuggle a baby. You just can't help it.
Like,
it is amazing. So, yeah. So right now I believe we have 5 infants and 3 toddlers in there. And so we do have a room for a couple of more. But the staff in there is great. They are so good with those kiddos. And it's just a great time to, like, just go in there and see them. And like I said, you're having a bad day, you go snuggle some babies.
You know, isn't that the truth? You know, having a bad day, go hang around with the kids.
Yeah.
They have a real honesty with you.
They're very
direct.
Yes.
And it puts everything in perspective while you're doing something, how you want to help. And the things you see through a child's eyes is really something.
Yes.
They share that with you. So you have the younger children,
you
get the daycare.
And then we also have preschool. So we have preschool for 3 to 5-year-olds. We have that at our facility at Normwhite Senior YMCA. And then we also have a Dakota Valley campus that's attached to their elementary school. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really good. See, I'm already learning something new about what's happening at the Y. Let me ask you, Angie, let's talk about some of your children's programs, your more popular children programs?
Yes. So we do offer a lot of children's programs. So we have right now, we're just getting ready to kick off summer camp, which is always a summer favorite with families. And so we just started at the Normwhite Senior YMCA. And then right here after Memorial Day, that first full week in June, we'll start one at Cone Park in Sioux City. And then we'll also have a Dakota Valley location. So
give me a day at camp. What's a day at camp like?
Oh, so this year is fun. They are traveling around the world week to week. So each week has a theme of a country. So the staff works with the kiddos on learning about that country, and all of them have a Y based in their country. And so they're traveling the world this summer. They got their passport to fun. And so, so they'll like start off. But the fun thing is, too, is they help them so they don't have that gap of where they lose some of their knowledge over the summer. So they're working with them like in the morning with math, reading, anything to like keep them from that summer gap that they get when they go back to school. So
my son went to New Bedford, Massachusetts. He went to the Y day camp and got the bus in the morning, took him to camp, met the bus in the afternoon. And it was Monday through Friday. And what I remember was he'd always come back home with somebody else's underpants. So I guess when the kids, being kids, they change. And my wife was doing laundry. So, well, you got Manny's today, you know.
Yeah.
But they have the name in them. And this is the, that was my son, Jason. That was our experience with him. You must have a big loss to found over there.
Well, and like we do, especially in the summer. But because that makes me think, like, because we do offer swimming lessons for our campers as a part of their weekly, as a part of the camp. So they also get alert if they don't know how to swim. We teach them, or if they do know how to swim, they get to improve those skills over the summer, too. And that's all included in their camp fees.
Well, we are coming up on our break, and let you continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger, and our guest from the Norm Waite Senior YMCA, Angie Evans. And we are talking about why and mental health, and let's talk about how we all kind of share that experience together. Because, Angie, you came here during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I think you and Brenda could share a lot of notes about what happened during that time, with especially when dealing with children. So, ta-da!
Yes. Well, I know myself, I was very fortunate that I had one in college, and then I had a high school junior. So I'm blessed that I myself, they were self-sufficient. But there were so many people that weren't. And that was one great thing that the Y also did, is we did childcare for emergency, like for people that couldn't find childcare during that time. So when everything was closed down, we were there for you.
I think the key, you know, we've all learned through the pandemic, is caring for our kids is just so critical. Mm-hmm. And that physical, but also emotional support. And I think everybody really still embraces that. And we're learning it's not just go to the gym and work out.
Yeah.
It's talking to the people, and that sense of wellness emotionally and physically is so critical.
Yeah. And that's like one of the things like I love about our different programs that we have, like whether it's our preschool programs and the teachers are helping the kids through their emotions, because we all know like 3 to 5 year olds, like they're a wild card. So you never really know like where they're going to be at. But they, yes. So they help them like process their emotions. Right. And that's one thing that we work on with them. So that we don't need to just yell, but why are we yelling, you know, and like work through that. And then, our wonderful volunteers through sports or whatever, like our thing is to teach teamwork, community, you know, even though you're playing competition, it's supposed to be friendly competition and learning about the sport. So we're kind of that entry level of, you know, or just someone that just loves the sport, but maybe doesn't want to do the competitive edge of it. So.
Well, and what we've seen with the kids that we work with at the Boys and Girls Home is really that physical moving can sometimes just kind of clear the brain to get focused.
Yeah.
Handle your emotions better. Because when you're just sitting and get lethargic, you know, that depression can raise and you just feel kind of blah.
Yeah.
And so how to find ways to incorporate a physical activity or even just sitting and drawing while you, you know, scribble. Doodle. If your mind is a good place, you can do activities better.
Yes, I totally agree. So, and that's kind of something like that they do even with our summer camp. Like they'll do a morning meditation where they'll go outside and they'll enjoy the wonderful air and sit out there and meditate and just have a moment of quiet before they go and work on whatever they're learning that day, or just go chase each other around and have fun, or go to their swimming lessons in the morning. And like you said, even like we have so many kids that maybe don't have a place to go after school, but they come to the Y and they'll play basketball in the gym. Like our gym after school is always so full of kids, and it is great to see, because they'll just start pickup games, or one half they'll do basketball and maybe the other half they'll have like a soccer ball out and they'll be kicking it around. And
When you were talking about the yoga and meditation, about a year and a half ago, was it, Art? Yeah. We started our yoga and meditation studio up at Family Services on Indian Hills because, again, we really believe in incorporating the mind and the body and that physical component. Mm-hmm. And we offer, you know, yoga classes and meditation classes 3 days a week. It's this free will donation because we really believe, you know, access shouldn't be a problem to get involved. But the benefits of the yoga and the meditation and getting involved just really helps with mental health.
It does. And that's one thing like the Y stands for as well. And we don't want those fees to be something that hinders a family from joining the Y or a child from participating in a program. So as a nonprofit, we do offer membership assistance or program assistance, whichever, you know, that person's looking for. It does make a huge difference because sometimes people look at our fees and they're like, as a single mom of whatever, I can't afford that. Well, we're here to help because we are here to help Siouxland, and everything that raised in Siouxland stays in Siouxland. So, you know, even though I may be paying a full membership, some of that is going towards helping somebody else, which is something else I love that I'm helping as being a member. I'm helping the community because my membership dues stay with the facility, stay with the community. So when you join the Y, you do join a community. And that's what one of those things that I love about my job. And just I joined the Y even before I worked for the Y. Well,
I can think of a couple of areas mental health wise that the Y could really sounds like an alternative to. And one is social media.
So
get more active and get off of that and go do an activity at the Y. But also, we're fighting an epidemic in this country of loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity to get out and interact with other people, come in and share sometimes, a couple hours a week, whatever you do. But it's that reconnect I think we're all looking for after the pandemic. Kids, adults, how do we reconnect? And the Y sounds absolutely fantastic. Can you tell me about some of the community partnerships that you have?
So we're really excited that we are working with Morningside College quite a bit this summer.
Oh, great.
So we love our community partnerships, and of course we love working with Morningside. So, and also with the city of Sioux City, with the Parks and Rec Department, we are hosting here in a couple of weeks a lacrosse camp at Seaborne Triumph Foods Expo Center. And so we got the coach, Caitlin St. Marie from Morningside College. She is going to be leading a lacrosse camp with some former players.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, when you get to work, especially those college athletes that these kids look up to.
Right.
I got to give a plug. Boston College women lacrosse champs last year in the NCAA, and the women start their defense today. And the women can. It's a great game. And so it was so common.
It's one of those
things
where you get the teamwork, you get the community of the kiddos, and then you get that good exercise that gets the heart moving, gets the brain thinking. So we're doing a 2-day camp, the 14th and 15th. And the expense is not very much at all. If you're a member, I believe it's $15. If you're just a part of the community and want to do it, it's $20. It kind of gives you some of the like starting points of lacrosse because, there's not really lacrosse around here.
Right.
But then we're also looking at partnering maybe with the Sioux City Parks and Rec Department this fall and doing a lacrosse
league. That would be wonderful. A lot of kids are taking it up in college as a sport. So it's a club sport, but it's really moving into the mainstream. So. And it's, like you said, great exercise, great game that requires teamwork.
Yes.
So, and it's an old Native American game. It had its origins with the Native Americans who brought lacrosse forward. So it's a lot of history there. We're coming up towards the end of our show, so I'm going to give you a chance, Angie, to talk about anything you want to talk about, your phone number, how do we get a hold of you?
Yes. So we have a lot going on at the Y this summer, so be sure to check out our social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram. We even have a TikTok, which... I try. I'm a lady of a certain age, and so I try. I need to get some of these young ones in here. But yes, we have We have a track and field camp also partnering with Morningside with some of their athletes and former athletes, as well as our sports and rec director. She's a former collegiate athlete. And so it was just a need that she thought would be good here in Siouxland. And so we're going to be at the stadium. I cannot think
Roberts
of
it. Stadium. Olsen Stadium.
Olsen Stadium at Morningside, and we're going to be doing a 4-day track camp, and then it leads right into, like, if you want to do Iowa State games or and participate in that. So that'll be fun. We're doing everything from all adaptive sports. So if you have someone that's handy capable, or like anyone from like elementary all the way up to high school, they're doing that track and field camp. And then we have like a family camp out. We're going to camp out in the backyard of the Y this summer. So yeah, just make sure to check out our website, and then check out our website is nwsymca.org, or you can always give us a call at 404-843-9, and anyone would be, or just stop in, come get a tour. Come get a tour. We are always love giving tours, showing off the facilities, and you'll see the little kiddos this time of year running around. And
okay, well, Angie, we can go on and on because you've got such a great program over there, but we're coming up towards the end of our show. And every week we end our show with a joke: humor is good medicine for the soul. So, Memorial Day weekend, why are there no knock-knock jokes on Memorial Day?
I don't know. Why?
Because freedom rings.
Oh.
Thanks, Angie, Brenda, and also thanks to our listening audience. A shout out to all the veterans and their families. We are a nation indebted to you for your service and sacrifice for our country. Don't forget to visit the new and improved Stuff Store. New stuff arriving daily. Stuff is located in the former Indian Hills Shopping Plaza, the new home of the Jeannie Peterson Behavioral Health Campus. Boys and Girls Home and Family Service is now hiring teachers for the upcoming school year, full-time, part-time team teaching. You give us a call, HR manager at 293-4700. When things aren't going well, we're airing next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. We'll wrap up Mental Health Awareness Month with a mental health self-assessment exercise. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh. May the sun shine on you.
Trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Let's face it. That happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.